Okay, let's open the House Land Use Committee. Today is April the 9th, Tuesday. Let me just start off by telling everyone that we're carrying over the work sessions on House Bills 2746, 3040, 2028, 2617, 2618, and 2255. And the public hearing on House Bill 3124. So that leaves 2253 and 2254, and we're gonna have to, yeah, bye everyone. Nice. I seen y'all. See you Thursday. And so let me open a, we're gonna have to talk in a moment about 2254, I think. Oh, let me recess the committee for just a moment. come back out of recess, and we've dispensed with everything for, except for 2253 and 2254 by moving them to Thursday again, just for the record. And let me open a work session on House Bill 2253. We had the amendment discussion the other day. I forget what number they are, the dash ones. We've got a fiscal back, and the fiscal is?
Let's see. For this one, it's approximately, so this is 54. For 53, it's a little over 440,000 for each of the next two biennia.
And it's in the, there's a pop for that in their budget. Ways and Means knows it's coming there. And that's pretty much it. So everybody's comfortable. I'll ask my vice chair to move the dash one amendments.
For 2254? Chair Clem, I move to adopt the dash one amendments to HB 2253, dated 4-1-13.
Vice Chair Frederick moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2253, dated 4-1-13. Any discussion?
Representative Holvey.
So, Mr. Chair, is this going to Ways and Means with a subsequent referral then? Thank you.
Both bills.
We have letters.
Chair. And Representative Davis.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
I'd just like to note for the record that although this bill has a fiscal, it is reducing the expenditures of local governments who would otherwise have to pay for these population forecasts, and at quite great expense and time and effort and consternation in many instances. So I think overall, looking at the state from a 40,000-foot view, this is actually going to be save money, a significant amount of money and time.
I concur. I think that's good input. Representative Holvey.
Well, to follow up that, it may save money for local governments, but I don't think it's a money saver for the state.
Well, so the state gives local planning grants,
mm-hmm.
and they're planning on using that money for this instead. So
it should be a wash.
For the state, I think. Yeah.
But maybe. For the taxpayer, it'll probably be a cost savings.
Right? Yeah, for the taxpayer.
For the people.
We're for the people, apparently, on this end. Okay. Really good, you two. Thanks. Okay. Can I get a video replay once you're out? Any objection to the amendment?
Sure, I'm not.
No objection to the amendment? Okay. Power of the people. Adopted. And Vice Chair Fisher.
Chair Clem, I move HB 2253 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. On Ways and Means.
Wait a second on that one. Vice Chair Frederick moves House Bill 2253 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion?
Oh, Mr. Chair,
yeah,
I will be following this fiscal very closely to see if it really does deliver savings to the people.
To the people, okay. Thank you for that. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll. Please.
Representative Davis.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Aye. Excused.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Bill passes and we'll go off to Ways and Means. And let me open a work session on House Bill 2254.
Close one first.
It's got paperwork back. This is a similar situation where there's a pop in the governor's budget. We have some paperwork saying this will cost roughly $250,000 in essentially rulemaking over the next 12 to 18 months. And so it will also go to Ways and Means, apparently.
Chair Clem?
Vice Chair Frederick.
I move to adopt the dash one amendments, House Bill 2254, dated 3-28-13.
Vice Chair Frederick moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2254, dated 3-28-13. Any discussion on these amendments? Any objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Chair Clem?
Vice Chair Frederick.
I move House Bill 2254 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Frederick moves that House Bill 2254 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion?
Chair.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I'll reiterate my comments in the previous bill and just note that although this has a $250,000 fiscal, it is making the potential UGB expansion process for small cities in the state potentially easier, more streamlined, which I think could save money for the taxpayer.
It's a jobs bill is what you're saying.
At least 50,000 jobs in here somewhere.
Okay, somewhere. Yeah.
Indirect effects.
Right.
Or at least five okay ones.
Okay. Vice Chair Frederick.
If I may, Chair, let me add to that list and also more predictable.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the most important things this may do.
Further discussion. This is definitely a result of a lot of hard work for a long period of time, and we'd like to thank everybody. People often make reference to land use as a divisive, tough to ever find any common ground. This is two bills in a row, but this one is obviously major ramifications. So I appreciate everybody's work on this. I think I might just say for the record, so my fire chief will be happy that this bill in no way authorizes any new annexation powers for cities, nor does it give any new withdrawal powers either at all, even under the Urban Services Agreement language. Just for the record.
Because your fire chief is often watching your land use committee.
He knows the contents of most bills. Yep, he's a good guy.
Was there, Mr. Chair,
Representative Holby.
Was there any opposition to this amended bill?
I don't recall any. No? No. Even the one guy that was here about the government taking over his thing in Lincoln City, that was a different bill, I think.
Yes. That was last session.
Yeah.
We could check with them before we work it, though.
Right. No, I think we're good. No, I don't believe so. Somehow Richard Whitman got consensus on this puppy. Hmm. Any further discussion on this? Okay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Davis.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Aye.
Representative Unger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron.
Aye. Excused.
Vice Chair Frederick.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes and the bill is sent to Ways and Means. Well, that's it, folks. Anything else for to go to the order? We're just carrying over everything else till Thursday again for the record. It was on there. You don't want any updates on anything, or?
Do you want a,
not really.
An ag work group update?
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Yeah.
So let's have a little update from the aggregate work group.
Sure. We had our first meeting last week, and I've subsequently requested data on mining sites and loss of farmland from DLCD, Department of Ag, and Dogami. Dogami has been very responsive, and ag, I just sent the request to DLCD yesterday, and they've already scheduled a meeting. So we're getting some good information back, which I hope we can, as a work group, then use to base our policy discussion off of, since we've had some competing claims back and forth. And we're meeting again noontime on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Anybody curious about anything else?
Who else is on that work group, Mr. Chair?
So it's Representative Davis, Cameron, and myself. We're staffed by Lynn, also the Department of Agriculture and Dogami. And then from the aggregate group, it's Casey Klosterman from Eugene Sand and Gravel, and Rich Angstrom and Mike Dewey, representing OCAPA, Rich and Mike. And then on the Farm Bureau side, it's Bruce Chapin from Oregon Farm Bureau. He's here from Marion County. And then Katie and Mike Fries, who's another new Farm Bureau hire.
LCDC?
No, they're not there. Yeah. Richard didn't want to be involved unless he had to because he's trying to get all these other bills done. And so I think they're just available to answer questions like they're doing. Okay, with that, we're adjourned.